Chapter 91, Myths About Manhood. You're not black. I'm allowing you to have a free bag of rice and you won't take it? I'll never forget this interesting encounter I had at the grocery store. That day, I had several bags of rice in my shopping cart, and the clerk skipped one of them as she was ringing them up. After I brought it to her attention, she whispered, "Don't worry about it. You don't have to pay for it." After I refused her offer several times, she rolled her eyes and seemed disgusted by the fact that I wasn't looking for a free handout. To her, this meant that I wasn't true to my ethnicity. And just for the record, she was a black woman herself. Like her myth about what it means to be black, there are myths about what it means to be a real man that are just as ridiculous. Unfortunately, most men at some point buy into these types of silly ideas. They believe the false notions that how many beers you can chug down or how well you can withstand hard liquor are what makes you a man. Others believe that successfully getting a woman to sleep with them equates to manliness. And even worse, the false idea that sleeping with a lot of women is somehow the mark of a real man. If you believe these types of lies, don't be fooled. Your call to manhood is much higher than this. Choose to be a different kind of man, not the kind who thinks that the louder and more frequently you can use F-bombs, the more masculine you sound. Too many men settle for a cheap version of manhood that's based on how much respect you can get from others rather than by living by the right principles. Just because you have a plunger, it doesn't mean you're a plumber. These were the words of my fourth grade PE teacher. He went on to explain that chasing after women isn't what makes you a man. Just because you can get a woman pregnant, it doesn't mean you're a man. Just because you have a child, it doesn't mean you're a dad. Didn't he know who he was talking to? We were a group of boys who were more interested in whether we would have a pizza or tacos for lunch, or who was going to score the most touchdowns during recess. But he was smart enough to know that eventually, we would have to choose whether we would become men or stay boys. We would have to decide whether we would play around or step up to the plate and take care of our responsibilities. I had to deal with some of these same things too, but at some point, I had to make a decision to grow up and start being a man. If you need it, this is a challenge for you to stop living by those silly myths about what it means to be a man. Thanks so much for listening today.